best tea in the city. On Kaya 959. On the street. On the air. On Kaya 959.
Indeed, welcome to the show. 7 minutes after 9 o'clock, it is the best tea in the city. Lenyako Mbuza, all the relationships that started during festive, like right now, so with December, they don't last. All of them, eh? They're all just a fling. Awalin, eh? Do they last though? We met ka festive, eh? But I want to come to festive. How are you? But no. Ogushe Araikon. Good morning, T, she says. It was 2005. We met Cafe Steve and the relationship lasted 10 years. It was lots of love, lots of laughter, and a lot of lessons, and we are happily apart now. So you see, 10 years. 10 years is no child's play. Come on. When you meet somebody Cafe Steve around this time of the year, does it mean a festive special? There's no way that all of them are just a fling. Hey? You met Ka December, ne? Ka festive. Talk to me, please. They call it the silly season. Every time we reach this point in every year. But hey, pass up, pass up, pass up. There's no relationship that starts now. It's a trap. It's a scam, they say. So I'm like, wait a minute. Not all of them. Huh? Not all relationships that start ka festive end come ka the 15th of January. Not all of them. I would even be optimistic and say some fail, most succeed. Because think about it. It is the lighter, fun, and very, what's the word I'm looking for? Happy season. So when you meet somebody at this time, you are out more than you would, say, in winter. So you get to see them in social circles. You get to see how they behave, how they eat, how they chew, how they dress, how they work. All of that you get to see in a very short space of time, be the festive season. Beyond that, obviously, you'll have those, you know, doubts. Will we see Valentine's? And you can't help but to. Because, I mean, you started on a very beautiful, strong note. And so you take that energy with you. You know? It's like you are solar powered into Valentine's. That's the optimist in me. But I want to hear from you. You met Cafe Steve. Then what?
So last year, I assumed I had a fling. Kahle kahle, it was the first December relationship that I've ever had, that I've ever attempted, just last year, and it's still going strong.
Hi.
So we are going to be a year soon. So yeah, sometimes it doesn't even have to be a fling, or sometimes flings do turn into proper relationships. You never know.
There you go, Lele. You see? You tell me yours. We met in December, and then.
Brachi, I met my wife in 2007, festive. They know our sons are really together.
When you said my wife, I was like, I'm not done. Yeah? I'm going to give you 3 teaspoons on why festive relationships are easy to start. 3, ne?
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on why festive relationships are easy to start. Number one, because it is the silly season. I mean, it's a month-long party. Yeah? You're finally letting your head down. You get to laugh and mingle. This obviously makes you more attractive than any other time of the year. Not that Ruskobo. You're more relaxed. All right? You're now approachable. You end up coupling with someone. Luena over hashtag. Hey, hashtag we met Katiska festive. Number two, your view of life is now through some rose-colored glasses because of the house parties, the office parties. You can't help but want a party buddy, or you end up meeting a party buddy who you met them there, they invite you to the next one, and you're like, oh, there's another one, there's a house party, and then you end up, and you know at this party is kesama, we all know what wearing light clothes, a night of dancing, bubbles flowing. We know what that leads to. This is the most fun you ever had. Hence, you're open. The last teaspoon and the three teaspoons on why festive relationships are easy to start. Your body says yes. Your body says, oh, finally we get to party. Yes, we finally get to relax. No stress. But at the back of your mind, you are worried if this will last. Because as the nature of flings, you hardly have tough conversations about expectations. You don't. You just go with the flow. And then, can I ask you this question before we take a break? So, should you be sheltered now? Kibutsa wena sister. Should you be sheltered right now? Are you going to decline because ke festive? We met ka festive. Have you ever?
Would
No. Festive.
Never mind.
What's so special about that? I meet them every time.
Really?
Okay, no.
Hey.
No, not really.
Did you hear that?
I'm also like,
I'll pin the foot.
That's a song,
actually.
We meet them all the time, dating apps and stuff. Okay, what's so particular about festive?
I can but no, you become a festive special. They say the relationships that start kind of way, it's a trap, it's a scam. They don't last. I don't believe that. I would say yes, they don't last, but I don't think it's a huge percentage.
It's a huge
scam. Okay, even if it is a huge percentage, there are those who last.
Yeah, probably true. But the one I know that didn't last is one of my partners had a festive fling with somebody. Utsoko Northwest. So
what do you say, partners?
Yeah?
Business partners?
One of my ex.
Ex, okay.
Ex, fine. All right. I didn't want to say it like that. Okay, so he's from the Northwest.
Yeah.
He went to cheat in the Northwest. He had a girlfriend. He was living a double life with me and the girlfriend in the Northwest.
Around
festive. I think December they go home there. And a baby came out of it. A baby, and then they broke up in Feb. So I knew nearly festive fever. That one was a definite festive fever. And then he came back to me and I forgave him. And we did it for 1 month and we broke up. Such a cute story, I know. But but we are apart now. Nearly festive, that one.
This corporate wife of yours.
I'm worried.
Yeah?
About everything.
Because I knew it wouldn't last. That's the funny part about it. Yeah, it was December, so I've never had like a December fling. I want one this year.
Oh.
Yes, I'm out there.
You're out there?
Yes, I'm out there. I'm opening myself up for a December fling. I want to experience.
Let me ask it this way.
Yeah.
It's a fling. Yes. You describe it as, but should you have so much fun? Aren't you worried that you might want it to stay longer?
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because it's also in time for Valentine's Day.
I get it.
I mean, if we just keep it going.
But February, you know what I mean?
But I also don't understand why it's a December fling. Because people are with families. When do we get to fling? Isn't December like Christmas,
but you remember,
family?
And that's the thing. But remember, you're spending time on Christmas Day. And then you meet up. So every time you meet is a party.
Exactly.
Okay.
And which is something that you know hardly do any other time of the year.
Exactly.
And that's why they're so passionate, if I may put it that
now
way.
Now I understand.
Yeah. So my thing is, if that passion is your kind of passion, you can't help but want more of it, right, Nosy?
And to keep it in a bottle, to for it.
Yeah, bottle it. Yes. Come on.
Exactly. But I don't know, my take, personally, I wouldn't. I feel like it's just too close to festive now.
Are you telling me that should they approach now, you'll say no?
Yeah, nah.
No, it's because you have someone.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah,
but
you have someone.
But I mean, no. And also, none of my relationships have even started festive. They usually start in January.
Holy bro.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, wow. No, that's rough right there.
No, yeah. And then
poverty is romantic.
What? No. Don't say that again.
No. Tracy Chapman sang it. Poverty is so romantic in that song.
Okay. No romance without finance. If he can finance you in January, don't worry, girl.
What I've realized with Nos is a hopeless romantic. Hopeless romantic. Because there was no finance there, JJ. Yeah. Zero. That January.
Yeah.
Zero.
Oh, I'm getting an inbox. Hey, Shoya Khaku Uncle T. I was kidding.
Should they approach you now? But as Mara says, yes, grand grand mina. Uzo tay suga wena la ki festive, he?
Oh yes, I met someone in December at Groove, and it turned out, funny enough, that we met at Groove in four ways, and we both come from the Vaal, and yeah, and the relationship continued for like a period of almost 2 years. Not all December flings are temporary.
Thank you, Mbali. Thank you. Sometimes again, the lamna again.
Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm.
Are you telling me you could shoot back Shell and Google? You gonna say no because he's festive?
Absolutely. There's guys, not even a chance. I've tried dating in December. By January, sector to sinister. And it's quite
but
literally.
That was only once, Andy.
It is creativity come January. Hey, sorry.
It was just him.
No.
Let's just start.
One was enough. One was enough. I'm okay. Because in January, this is where we discover you're actually married.
What if they prove you wrong, though?
Prove me that you're not married when you're married.
No.
Home affairs.
No. I'm saying, okay. I'm saying, le tripier just say my.
If they prove me wrong. I doubt it.
Why?
It's a shot in the dark, but good luck to you.
Yeah, you can still hit the bullseye.
Can we?
Get kinky tonight.
Ay, bo, booty. Come back.
Oh, sorry. I mean, you just mentioned the title of... You just mentioned the title of a song. Can we get kinky tonight?
Can we talk for a minute? Oh, why you call it kinky one tonight? Why oh, you start
one,
there?
That one.
Yeah.
Festive.
Oh, Tata Ben.
The silly season.
Jongi legends, ne icon thing. But...
Not legends.
Jong Radio Stalwarts Zenaba.
Award winners.
Can we get kinky?
Ngobani is kinky.
18 minutes before 12. Is this your icon?
Not Tevin Mutsamai to Campbell.
Can we talk?
Mutsamai.
Wow.
For a minute. Nah.
But. But December love is not for me.
Is it?
It can start in November. Maybe I'll give it some validity.
Do you know people who met during festive December time and they're kind of still together?
I don't know anybody who's still together.
Oh, but then you do know.
But I do know people who started in December and by March.
Hi. Matching orders were out.
There's Carl. Valentine's Day was a story and a half because even then, people are trying to coordinate schedules because, of course, I put myself into situations. Injured.
Taken for a ride.
Yeah, Ibon.
I have a song called Ride coming.
Wow, Lotat. Is this your icon? I would like to ask once again. Oh, Jackie.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-000-959.
That song Ride is still coming up. I don't care what Andy says. It's a ride. Take the last sip. Lebohang. We met ka festive.
Oh, nah. I kaba ka kile ka mthola ka festive season. Remember ka di 16 le no re sa pusha.
Yes.
7 years rutlwana e bile o nyetse rena le ngwana. So I think ho ya ka motho man. Yeah. Ba bang motho tholotswa le kreking le na tlhaya kreking. Mara still o heta no tlwana. So I think ho ya ka motho hore ena o ke mseditse mo batlang go wena. Whatever I batlang go mosadi mo ithotse o what. So for nana na festive season in tsedi tselenyalo.
That's the thing I'm saying. You can't then apply a blanket rule to it, right? Zandi, wena?
Me and my boyfriend, we met the festive season back in 2017. Yeah. And we'll be celebrating our 5th anniversary.
What?
But before this relationship, there's a guy that I met during the festive season. Yeah, we had a very nice December. We were together almost every day. It was so nice. And then come 1st of January, he just disappeared. He blocked me. Till today, I don't know where that guy is. I still have questions. I don't know what happened, but it just went like boom.
Houdini. Maupe.
You know, there are always exceptions to everything. Yes. I remember how ours started in early 26, it's a December. There was
Boxing
2000, Reluko in Sri Park. I remember everything vividly.
Yeah.
In the end, 6 years down the line, there was marriage. Six years down the line, we were blessed with the most handsome boy in the universe.
Yes.
So not all relationships, just the Tanka Festive, tend to fizzle out when reality sinks in.
What do I like, Ivan? Roman! Guys, I'm bringing luck to you. And Balo Shala today. Okay? Take notes.
In my opinion, ka festive ho ka tsamaya o secha o ro secha na le na motho a ke mo papa ba tla o jela ndi bona stao ba tlo di ja di fele ka o fela papa le bana ba ska thola selo o ke ra bona ba tswa di ba ha o ka se ba fe next ho ka tsamaya mo secha mara ele kopane a le kopane le le sharp le tlo ba right ka o fela wa ya wa.
I still also say the girl you are afraid to approach during the year, how can I ever know? Because you go to Christmas party, you'll find she's more friendlier than you ever thought. Hasiena, ki festive. And then you were hello, hey, abar ko na. Now I thought I'm born. You're like, Ivana. What?
Yo, nah, my relationship started 2010, ka November, right? Kuri right, bona. Momo festive in November 2010. Got inside. 6 years later, we got married.
Hey,
6 years later, we have 3 kids. Still bringing it. Husband and wife. I'm missing somebody now. So, yeah, not all festive relationship are a scam. Mine went successfully. We are in this since 2010. All God's blessings.
Do you see the pattern? Ba chaganang just normally barbanale 4 years each. So it means Baba di festive banal 6 years each. Get it? Because after 6 years, ba na manyalo, eh?
Yeah, no. Relationship that doesn't really hit it home. No one or mo adionza. But yeah, I met my partner in December on the 18th. No, on the 19th. Of December, and then on the 18th it's his birthday. So I tell her, "Hani, traffic between the 18th and the 19th." Yeah, so it's not always all bad.
Akira, guys, this hashtag is yours. We met a festive. Okay, I want to appreciate that day. 6 years later, against the ring. Yeah.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.